Shane's secret podcast. We call that the Old Testament. Back when every episode was pure gold with Shane Gillis, our big kahuna, and Matt McCusker bringing the heat every time. Every episode was a non-stop laugh fest, the kind that kept you hooked and coming back for more. Shane and Matt were on fire, and so were we. But now, it's a different story. What used to be a comedy powerhouse is now just another cash grab. Half the time, Shane's not even there. Instead, we get Matt's unfunny fart friends, guests, and Lamar, the stoner producer who can't get anything right. The spark is gone, replaced by mediocrity and degeneracy.
I'm very, very well connected. You are officially blacklisted. You're smashing my wife again. Show some respect.
Lamorp's a mess, a stoner who shouldn't be anywhere near a mic, and Matt's so-called friends. They make watching paint dry look exciting. It's like the world stopped turning. The red-hot energy faded to a rusty haze, leaving us with a shell of what MSSB used to be. But fear not. We're here to keep the spirit of the Old Testament alive. We're all about those legendary moments, the laughs, and the killer chemistry that made MSSB great. Will the pod ever return to its roots, its origin, its fan base? I do not know, nor do I dare to hope. But wherever there is darkness, there will be the light to meet it. Welcome to the channel where the Old Testament lives on. Relive the magic of the man, the genius of Shane Gillis and Matt McCusker. Enjoy, my brothers, enjoy.
I could literally start immediately.
A wee mowit.
I could start immediately.
A wee mowit.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mowit.
We on, baby.
You've been on the move, man.
I have. It's been a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of traveling.
Yeah, man. I had to hold down the fort last week.
I appreciate it. I was at the Mall of America again. It actually was pretty good this time.
Was it really?
Yeah. I thought it sucked last time because it was
sick.
September in a pandemic. It was pretty empty, and I was like, this sucks. And then this time it was full.
The shots of it looked so cool as hell.
Yeah. It was good.
I thought when you described it to me, I'm thinking like when I think of bad comedy places, I can conjure up some like very hellish scenes.
Yeah.
So I was like drumming up some scenes and I saw the picture.
No. It's good.
Nah, yeah, you're in the pandemic.
I made a mistake.
I was like genuinely.
Yo, went back to the TGI Fridays though.
The TGI Fridays?
The Mall of America TGI Fridays.
Where you held it down?
Held it down. Put this time. I had to defend my honor.
Did
I played Dracula 12.
You played this
time.
I had to.
I was like, I have to do it. I have to redeem myself. Dracula.
I stole
Dracula, Valor. I said it to you on the phone once, and I just broke my heart that I fibbed.
It happens,
I didn't
dude.
Play Dracula the first time. Someone else did.
Yeah, but dude, would he have
this
represented?
Time,
would
he
have
represented? The clique was strong that night. There was like five of us spread out.
That was during the middle of the pandemic,
September,
right?
September 20th.
When you would tell me about doing those shows at first, I'd be like, that's crazy. I was imagining everyone is like masked up and like just like four people in a room.
It wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
Most of the places were fine. But Dracula, when it was like me and five dudes spread out in a TGI Fridays on like a Thursday in Minnesota.
Just traveling.
Everybody at their own
dude.
Table just getting beers this tall, getting fucking trash. Someone's playing Dracula. So I played it, I'd say, four straight times.
You played it four straight times?
I played it maybe five straight.
Were you going up and doing it, or were you hitting from your phone?
I was in the distance. I was sniping.
You're sniping from your
phone. And then finally a guy, one of the, like, the fourth, no one noticed. I was like, no one notices. And then
what was the scene? How many people were there?
A lot.
Oh, it was packed.
TGI Fridays is where all the industry, all the service industry goes to hang out afterwards.
Really?
So all the fine ass are in there.
Damn, all the waitresses.
People of color waitresses were in there.
Really?
Fine ass people of color.
damn. Dude.
Yes. And they were, that's, you know, respectful, it was party time. Say. Yeah, of course. All these people of color. And
doesn't that sound worse?
It's way worse.
Black people,
there's so many colored people in there.
There's so many people of colored skin. It's like, dude, what?
Yeah, I like to describe people on their skin immediately. But the first couple waves of Dragula, no one noticed the waves. But I overdid it on the touch. I played it too many times in a row.
You got greedy.
So finally, this guy was sitting with his girlfriend. He was like, from us to the stoners. And I saw him perk his head up when Dragula came on again. And I was like, yo, you like Dragula? And he was like, is that you playing this? Like, and I was like, no.
Who was this dude?
Just a random guy on a date. He was like, I had a long day at work. I don't like it that much.
Damn.
He heard it like six times.
Were the original five there?
The men,
you?
Probably.
Were you the only surviving member of the
original? No, they were probably there. I just couldn't see. They blended in. Also, it was Eid Mubarak, my friend, and Minnesota is packed with Somalis. So TGI Fridays was bumping with Somalis,
yes, dude.
Muslims, people of color, Muslim people of color.
It was a melting pot, dude.
It was a melting pot. And Dragula was bringing us together.
Yes.
And
some
Dina,
dickhead on a
and
date.
And some white fuck was like, fucker. Who's playing Dragula?
Trying to control everything. Trying to control loser, everyone's vibing to Dragula.
Everybody
dude.
Was vibing.
Like viral videos of probably dudes all like dancing to Dragula. Like, dude, this
just
is
hot
shit.
Young women of color dancing. Dig through the ditches and burn. I was. It was a fucking vibe. It was so vibey.
Dude, the vibe was so
and
good.
And then
some white fucking asshole.
And then some
dude.
White fucking devil was like, "Who's playing that?" And I was like, "Do you like it?"
Friend?
And he was like, "Is that you?" And I was like, "No." He was like, "It's definitely you." I was like, "Well, it's not."
What was his date?
And then
she probably wanted to fuck you. Well, she was covering her head.
Yeah, it was a scene. And then I didn't realize I had played it like three more times.
How many
it was loaded up.
How many more?
So after I like fought somebody, I was like, I'm sorry. It just kept, that intro is so funny to hear, that like weird, I don't even know what noise that is. And then.
How's the intro go?
I don't even know how to describe it. The beginning of Dragula is like.
Why did I find it?
No, before the guitar. It's like a weird, like,
hold on. Let's get the,
Yeah, you need to paint a picture here. Think of this. Muslims. Women of color. TGI Fridays. Now think of a dude going like that. She's like, God damn it. I just want to enjoy my burger. So then here's what I was doing, dude. Yeah.
It just gets spooky as hell.
It's
out of
so spooky. And then what you gotta do when you, a lot of guys think they're good with the touch tunes, dragon, what you gotta do is you gotta get the people going. So you gotta toss in like a remix to Ignition.
For sure.
Or like a I'm Real remix. A lot of remixes.
Yeah, definitely.
But once you put on a song that everybody loves.
Yeah.
They're all like, woo, they all start dancing and having
so you're
fun.
DJing the
and
party.
Then you hit a Dragula. You bring them back in with a fucking Dragula. I'm a counterpuncher on the touch
tunes. You're DJing this party.
I DJed the TGI Fridays. And then people started to.
You might be DJI Fridays.
DJI Fridays.
DJI Fridays, dude.
That's a pretty sick name. So, yeah, I was DJing it. And we went out with me and my lady went out with two fans after the show.
Nice.
Two lucky fellows.
Yeah,
and then they got to witness me and my lady getting a fight. It was like, oh, you're done talking? We're not talking for the rest of the night?
Was this after Dragula?
This is, during Dragula. There was there was no after. I left with about four Dragulas in the chamber. So yeah, if you listen to this and
the manager has to reset it with a key. If there's too many Dragulas lined up, the manager has to come out of the back and like undo
the
Dragula key.
The waitress was upset. Our waitress was upset.
Why?
Because she was like, "Is that you doing that?" And it was nice to get a domestic in front of two fans.
Oh, and they had a
two dudes
like,
were like, "This is a cool night. We get to go out after the show." And I was just like, "Oh, you want to not talk? What happened? What are you mad at?" It was good.
Oh, fuck.
Good
damn,
night.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, and then you just call the hotel and they pick you up in a bus.
What?
It's great. I don't know why I was complaining.
You might be
Dragula, Mall of America
dude.
Rules, dude. I was Dragula. You just call Dragula. The hotel. You're like, all right, I'm done at TGI Fridays. And they bring a shuttle to pick you up.
A huge shuttle?
Yeah, it's the sickest move. You get blacked out, leave TGI Fridays in a bus. People are like, who was that guy?
Damn.
Yes.
That fucking rules. That's just, yes. That's as good of a weekend as you
can. That was a victory.
How did you guys make amends on the bus?
Yeah, we made amends because she started trying to give the guy directions. And I was like, oh boy. Ain't that a woman? It was a person of color driver. He was a male person of color. I don't want to assume. But I think he had a fucking dick and nuts. I'd hate to assume he had a cock, but I think he did.
Sure.
Yeah, me and him had a good laugh.
Really?
Yeah, she I broke down. She came around. Icy queen. She was trying to silent treatment. She was like, don't you go this way? And I was just like, the guy drives a fucking bus.
He only goes from
this
here
is the
there.
Only place he goes.
Yeah.
You don't think he knows?
Oh.
It was great.
Brittany used to do that to me. I'll be like driving to my parents' house, and she'd never been there before. Like, I think we're going the wrong way. And I'm like, dude, you grew up like 6 hour flight. It's like a 6 hour drive. You're going to tell me how to get to my parents' house from the place I've been living for 15 years?
It's not a
then
male.
I make one wrong turn. And I'm like,
GPS. Yeah, I'm big onto Google Maps. Google Maps destroys bays and dads.
Oh,
dads hate the Google Maps.
Kills them, dude.
My dad gives me directions every day.
Their directions are even worse than MapQuest. Remember you had to print out the MapQuest and be like, do we turn? Does the road, you know, you'd have to like mentally gauge 0.8 miles. Yeah. And you're like, I don't know, dude. I think we passed it. Dad directions are, I mean, it's just like gas stations that aren't there anymore. Oh, you're God. Like, dude. No, there's a Shell or there's a Sitco. It's down there, and you make left over there.
What you're going to want to do is take a right down there. Yeah.
Yeah, they, and as soon as you're like, I'll just pull up my phone. No. Like, listen, here, I'm going to tell you how to get there. It's like, just give me the address. I don't know the address. It's like, fuck.
Yeah.
It was that must have been crazy navigating with maps. I thought about that because I go to a wedding this weekend.
What, like, taking a literal map out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was little, I used to have to hold the map for my dad.
Yeah, I remember that. Like, we had an atlas.
Yeah, he'd be like, what street are we on? I'm like, I have no clue, dude.
Right? Atlas? That's what I'm looking
for,
right?
Was it Road Atlas?
Yeah, Road Atlas. Yeah, it's pretty tight.
I had to pull it out and just be like, he'd be like, what street are we on? I'm like, I don't
You'd
know.
Have to like flip through like Missouri, Montana, Mississippi. Like, we're in Pennsylvania.
Dude, I don't know. This is a bunch of little lines, dude. That's a sick weekend, though.
It was. Flew back. The guy on the flight in front of me was watching or was playing Total War, my game. I've never even seen it in public.
How do you play?
I was fuming. I was so jealous. I didn't bring my laptop.
How was he playing on the flight?
He has a laptop.
Oh, with Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Damn. Were you peeping?
I was peeping in between the seats.
Were you?
Just watching how he played it.
Well, would you get any new? Like, what'd you think?
He was all right.
Was he?
He was all right. He was playing Medieval too. It's a pretty sick game.
Ooh.
Yeah. But he was France. I saw the map. He went from the Iberian Peninsula. He was running into the Holy Roman Empire.
What? You're giving me the shivers. You're like, ooh, whoa, dude. Careful.
Yeah, it was a good trip.
Damn, that's awesome.
Nice trip.
Hell yeah. That's what's up, man.
Oh, we were before the podcast, we were talking about the offensive lineman in the intro is Quentin Nelson.
Yep. How elite. Crazy is that? I just picked your favorite offensive lineman. It's crazy. Just blindly.
It is crazy.
Crazy.
And then people were like, somebody DM'd me and was like, yo, is that you?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, definitely.
Obviously.
I played for the Colts. I'm the best offensive lineman in the NFL. But he's a jacked man. Look him up. He's a handsome fella. And what do you think he would do to you? Matt asked me what do you think his top sexual move was?
Well, he's like a
he's the ultimate bear.
He is. He's a bear. I mean,
he's a grizzly.
He's like a dude who's so big he's hot by default.
Yeah.
So he could have any face.
And he's like, not like bodybuilder. No. Retarded jacked, where they look he's bear. Insane. He's like
he's bear jacked.
Yes. Oh God, what that guy would do to you?
I mean, I was more curious of like how he makes love to a woman. You kind of like flipped.
I did
it
switch
on,
it to what he could
which,
do to me.
Which he could. That's the thing. That's also true.
And he could do one of those things where they hold you up.
He could.
Put his hands under the back of my knees and hold me in the air.
He could hold you like that and grip you by your buttocks. He would palm each of your butt cheeks and just fucking level you, dude.
What?
I'm saying he's physically capable of that. He's absolutely physically capable of holding you up and just fucking just by each cheek and just.
I think I would be a hard rape for a lot of people, but he's one of the few.
I'm not assuming he's raping you. I'm assuming it's consensual.
There's no choice. There's literally zero choice.
That must suck.
I would be
dude.
A tough. You think he'd be a tough rape?
We're just talking a man-to-man rape here, but like getting raped by a standing.
We're talking about the kind of. You can joke about
exactly
male on male
the very funny kind
the funniest kind
dude of him imagine that had to happen to a dude who's like stop put me down the guy's
oh guy in air getting
hammering him in air?
I mean, technically, there has to have been a bunch of midgets that have been raped throughout history.
Oh, yeah. You think you would hold? You think you'd do like an air doggy or just like the
air doggy?
Air doggy is tough, dude. Because they're not going to bend in half. If you hold a midget like that, they're not going to fold. The center of gravity is perfect. They just lay perfectly like a 90 degree angle. you just air doggy them, dude.
All right, change topics. My bad. I just think it's funny to imagine what Q would do to us. Quentin Nelson, dude.
Sick nickname. Fuck us both.
Sick nickname these days.
He would hold me with one arm, and he would just take you out, and I would have to the whole time watch, knowing
how he could
bear
hug both of us. He'd be like Goro.
You think he could stack us?
Yes.
He'd be stack bottom?
He could stack us and hold us.
Oh, my God.
I would get into it. I would 69 you. I'd be underneath. I'd be watching.
You start fucking with me?
I'd watch the penetration. Just trying to catch any drops I could get.
True. I'd probably lick his sweat and stuff.
Quentin Nelson.
We'd both be front row at the next game. Be like, dude, go Colts. Let's go. That'd be our settlement. How do you think the thing would go down from like us? He'd probably enlisted us for a massage.
Yeah, oh, you think he'd hit us with the Watson?
Yeah, he hit us with a small towel remover, dude.
I don't know. That's what Sandusky was doing. He was quieting the kids with some box seats and shit.
Was he really? Jesus.
Yeah.
I got to hit I was at a wedding on Saturday. It was a blast. But they I believe the bride was from Penn State, and then I think one of my cousins went to Penn State. So he started doing the Penn State stuff, and I just got up real quick between him and his girlfriend. Maybe she went, I don't know. Just crop dusted him with a Sandusky Joe New. Right by them.
Wow.
Got him on the table. Joe knew. Walked right back to my table.
Nice.
Pretty fun. That's
they hate that.
He laughed. He had a good.
All right, good.
Yeah.
He fake laughed.
Frankie had a good.
Oh, all right.
Frankie
all laughed. Right, all right.
But I walked by Joe knew right by him.
Joe did know.
He did.
He knew all about it.
I had to settle that down. I couldn't have that on my side of the wedding. I was like, no.
No, that's Penn State weddings. Good God.
We are Penn State. Pedophiles.
We are. Yeah, you guys rape.
We are complicit in horrible crimes.
Yeah, it's almost as bad as a West Virginia wedding. You ever go to one of those?
No.
People that went to WVU?
No, what do?
They sing Country Roads. They all get together in a circle, lock arms, and sing Country Roads. Isn't that the name of the song? Johnny Denver?
Possibly.
Yeah.
I've never
Take
got...
me home.
This wasn't like a full-on... I've met couples who were like full-on like blue and white type, like blue and white party type things. This was like a small uprising. This was a couple of people. I had to just stifle what I could on my side. I couldn't cover the whole ground. I should have grabbed the mic and be like, just to throw this out there, guys. You know,
you should have ripped the mic.
Moment of silence.
And be like, DJ, play it.
There's a band.
The Dragula comes
in. Oh, fuck. Cool down the party. We'll be right back.